Welcome to Look Good Disease Free Show. And today I will first introduce something that's very important to you. And I want you to understand this and let it be part of your life. That's the endorphin effect. I've noticed the endorphins can be secreted just by you smiling. Yes. When you smile, that will secrete endorphins in your body. And if you have any type of pain, that will tend to go away because I've been doing it with myself. So I'd like to read to you a little poem or a song or whatever you like to call it before we get started on the main part of our program. Endorphins. Take vitamin M. Music. It will stimulate your endorphins. To feel good hormones will explode in your body. Endorphins are golden nectar, a bliss we don't want to miss. It's our body's morphine. Endorphins are connected to every cell. Yes, they are your strawberries, the feel-good hormones. Lift up your face, soften your eyes. They cause you to smile. Endorphins are golden nectar. Our bliss we don't want to miss. It's our body's morphine. They are stronger than actual morphine itself. It's made by our body. Endorphins relieve stress and clean up the mess. They are released by the cosmos, the sun, the stars, the universe. Endorphins are golden nectar, a bliss we don't want to miss. It's our body's morphine. Our body makes it. The cosmos, the prana, the chi are for you and me. Quantum energy, ancient tribes, they felt the bliss. We live in a field of songs. Baby, it's cold outside. Please come in. Stardust are in the rays of the sun and the universe, above the Milky Way. Endorphins are golden nectar, a bliss we don't want to miss. It's our body's morphine, our strawberries, the inner smile, the beautiful tree, birds singing, blue sky and butterflies flying by, scents, tastes, visions, music, colors. I'm in heaven. Vitality. Endorphins can be delivered to any part of your body. The golden stream of endorphins lead to good health. We are a microelectric being connected to the forest and Milky Way. Absorb, guide, spread. Fill your chakras, meridians, and molecules of emotion. Meditate. Connect to the chi, the prana, the tribal state, and feel good forever. Thank you. What I'm trying to get you to do is to understand your endorphins. Your endorphins can be secreted just by you smiling, and you will feel better. The people looking at you, you feel better. Incidentally, your animals have the endorphins too. You hug your pet, you feel better, but the animal feels better too. So I think the endorphins are very important in your life. I already did a podcast on that, so review that. And I think they are critical to you. So now let's go on with a new podcast, and this one is the statin scam. I'm speaking about the statin drugs. 80% of the people probably take statin drugs. Before you start or stop one of the medications, gather more information. I don't want you just to stop it or start it, but get online, get on YouTube, read a book, talk to your doctor again. Some are taking the medication and they don't even know they're taking it because they don't know the name. So what do? You might ask. Statins lower your cholesterol. Did you know that every cell in your body has some cholesterol in it? Yes. The most important chemical in your brain is cholesterol. The benefits of statin drugs have been widely exaggerated, and the side effects have not been properly evaluated by the public. Statin drugs deplete coenzyme Q10, one of the most important nutrients of the body, especially the heart. Reducing Q10 can make the muscles weak, painful, fatigueful. So the brain depends on cholesterol to function optimally. Cholesterol is seriously involved in memory, brain function. Statin drugs are associated with increased risk of diabetes and cancer. Statin should never be prescribed for children. Their brain has not been fully developed. One partial benefit of statins are they decrease the inflammation in middle-aged men who have heart disease. That's the only good part. Many books have been written about cholesterol and statins. Read them. Cholesterol Conspiracy by Edward Pinckney, M.D. is a good one. Evans, Toxic Effects of Statins, is another good one. Graveline, an astronaut, tells of his experience, and he also wrote a book. I found that one of our past presidents, listen to this, I won't name him, but you can find it online, is on a statin drug, and he's been told that he has a poor memory. You hear it repeatedly, but if you can go on the internet and find it, it's still there. I saw it many years ago. He had a big memory problem, but it was never mentioned that he had a memory problem. Also, he did a lot of flights across the ocean to Europe, and he would come back with a bad memory. That's just like what happened to the astronauts. Studies have found that using statins to lower cholesterol was quite effective at lowering cholesterol. The trouble was they weren't good for anything else. Let's give you some more information. The cholesterol corridor is the melanovate pathway. Statins block the HMG-CoA reductase. It also blocks many other pathways. Some proteins, too. That's why statins are dangerous. If you say to your phone, pad, or computer, demonstrate the melanovate pathway, and you will see the importance of statin drugs. They decrease your energy because they enter your stores of CQ10, the completion of one of the most important negative effects of statin is to eliminate the Q10, which is a vitamin-like compound found virtually in all cells in the body, when your Q10 falls, so does your health. I will tell you more about it. Cholesterol increases protein function fivefold. Studies show there's a direct link between cholesterol and neurotransmitter release. Cholesterol changes the shape of the protein to stimulate thinking and memory. In other words, you remember things. Some groups are now recommending statins to children. A big mistake. Think of it. How frightening that is. Children's brains are not fully developed till age 25 or so. So without CoQ10, our body simply can't survive. The heart contains the highest concentration of CoQ10. Severe reduction of CoQ10 caused by statin drugs damages not only the heart, but also the skeletal muscles that rely on CoQ10. The fact that statin drugs can deplete CoQ10 has been known for decades. Merck, the manufacturer of Zocor, one of the statin drugs, has a patent combination now of the statin drug, and they included now CoQ10 around 1990, and they own that patent. And this is going to become more interesting here. Space Dr. Graveline, MD astronomer, also renowned expert in the field of zero gravity research, in 1999 was told his cholesterol was high by his cohorts, and they prescribed Lipitor, a statin drug, and the biggest selling drug in history of medicine. And shortly after starting and doing the Graveline experience, he had a 6-hour episode of TGA, transient global amnesia. He lost the ability for new memories and failed to recognize familiar surroundings. He stopped the medicine, but a year later they convinced him to try it again. But he again had memory loss, turned, and he stopped it for good. And then he wrote a book. I recommend you read it. He did a lot of research and nailed down the danger of statins. To this day, many doctors are clueless about the CoQ10 connection and are still prescribing it. I noticed the other day when I was in a pharmacy, a lot of the patients were ordering statin drugs, so the information still is not out there. This is just an example of what I like to call cholesterol madness. I hope in this podcast I've given you some information. Remember I said not to stop or start the drug. Gather some information. You'll not hear about it from most doctors. You will have to do your own research. But I appreciate your watching. After all, we want you to look good and be disease-free. I did this podcast, and I did it because I care about you. Bye-bye.